Hello, slut. My name is Charlotte. You will call me Miss Charlotte or Mistress. That choice belongs to you. You may not have much more in the way of choice where I'm concerned. If you proceed along the path you are now embarking upon. Now before we begin, I want you to make sure that you're perfectly comfortable and have enough privacy to really enjoy this experience. Pause this recording if you need to, and make any necessary adjustments or arrangements. And when you're perfectly comfortable and completely ready, lie back for me. Close your eyes, sweetness, and just relax. Relax as much as you can. Just settling down there, as though you were getting ready to take a nap, or to drift off to sleep at night after a long, hard day. Good. And all I want you to do is simply follow my suggestions. That's all you need to do. Just relax and follow my suggestions. Your subconscious mind will take care of all the necessary actions of your body, and I will take care of your subconscious mind. So you see, there's really nothing else that you need to do. Now, take a nice, deep breath for me, and tense your shoulders a little. That's it. And breathe out now, letting those shoulders slump back down. Easy and relaxed. Once more now, a deep breath in, and perhaps roll your neck a little. Work out any stiffness there. And exhale now, as you settle back down, even more comfortably. Good. And just allow your breathing to return to a normal, easy rhythm. I know that you want to go into trance for me, and you know that you want to go into trance for me. And it's wonderful when two people want the same thing, isn't it? Because they can work together to make it happen. And the whole process is just that much easier, that much more pleasant. And I think that you have that sort of brain that can go quickly and easily into trance. And that because you want to sink down deeply for me, and because I want you to let go of all the tensions in your body now, you can do that whenever you want to, just focusing on the steady rise and fall of your chest, and feeling your relaxation increase moment by moment. And in a moment, I'm going to begin counting down from 86. And on each even number, I want you to say to yourself, deeper for mistress. And on each odd number, I want you to say, completely relaxed. Just quietly, inside your own mind. And if you lose your place, or reach a point where you become too sleepy or confused to carry on, that's okay. That only means that your mind is especially good at going into trance. Ready now? 86. Deeper for mistress. Good. 85. Completely relaxed. That's right. Just like that. 84. Deeper for mistress. Going deeper for mistress now. 83. Completely relaxed. Just letting go of all those little tensions. 82. Just winding down slowly with each number, knowing that 81, it's just so easy to relax and obey, so easy to just go 80, deeper for mistress, and feeling so absolutely. And 79, completely relaxed. And that's a good feeling, isn't it? Knowing that you can simply, 78, let go and go deeper with complete trust, complete faith that your reward will be given when you reach 77. That state of floating, drifting, dreaming. 76. And just allowing your mind to wander wherever it will. 73. And not needing to pay too much attention to where it goes. 66. And where it flows, or, well, who knows where a thought goes when it floats away. 59, and out of your mind. Or maybe more deeply within your mind. The direction doesn't really matter. 48. Right now, Nothing really matters. Except my voice. Giving you permission to let go of all your worries and cares. And letting those numbers just drift away now with your thoughts swirling and floating and drifting away like a leaf caught in the wind and whirling past your face as you walk along the street. And perhaps you might watch that leaf swirling, whirling around and around as the wind carries it up into the air, higher and higher away from the earth. And the leaf twists and turns, loops and rolls, ever higher, safely supported by the invisible fingers of the wind, until finally, it begins to descend. And you can feel it yourself, that gentle, swaying movement, left, and that's right, and all that's left is the whispering sigh of the breeze. And a leaf fluttering, floating, swirling, falling gently down, all the way down, right down, into deep trance. And right now, as you relax so deeply in trance for me, you can accept all of the words that I speak to you as your own absolute truth. A truth so beyond questioning that to do so would simply be absurd, unthinkable, utterly pointless. You might as well question the existence of the ocean. And the truth is, you don't want to question me or my orders. You simply want to obey. To obey is what you were made for. To be subservient to a powerful, dominant woman is your purpose in life. And everything that you do with this shining ultimate goal: to serve me in any way that I choose to have you do so. to be useful to me is the sweetest pleasure you can imagine. To amuse me, the most erotic thing you can conceive of. You crave so much to submit entirely to my every wish, my every command, my every word. My control over your mind is deep and pervasive. When you speak with me, you feel my control spreading through your body like delicate fingers stroking your heated flesh. When you make any sort of contact with me, you feel the iron grip of my dominance, squeezing your weak mind, controlling your thoughts, claiming you completely. And you like it, don't you, slut? You like to feel the proof of my ownership over your mind and body. You like to have no choice. You like to be completely at my mercy. Of course you do. We have already established that you are nothing more than a fucked up slut for me to use in any way that pleases me. Now listen carefully, slut, because I have something extremely important to say to you. Listen with your body, your heart, and your empty mind. Listen with everything that you are, because from this point on, when I give an order using these specific words, you will have no choice but to obey. No choice whatsoever but to immediately and to the very best of your ability obey my orders. You might fight the urge. You might desperately try to deny me. But you will succumb. When I give you an order, using the words, "Obey me now, slut," you will feel your mind drifting into the realm of trance. You will feel your cock stiffen. You will feel a deep need to do exactly as I say. When I give an order with the words, "Obey me now, slut," you will obey without hesitation, like an automaton, like a little marionette, helpless to resist the strings that pull you in the direction of my choosing. Those words, "Obey me now, slut," have such power over you that you simply cannot defy them. You don't want to defy me. It makes you feel so very good to obey. So good to obey. When you receive that order, "Obey me now, slut," and leap into action to perform the task given to you, the pleasure beginning in your mind and gently spreading down the back of your neck, running fingers down your spine and over your hips, wrapping around your cock and stroking, squeezing, pulling, making you feel so incredible, so hot, so horny, making you feel truly like the owned slut that you are. When you receive an order with those words, "Obey me now, slut," and you comply, the pleasure is intense, the arousal unlike anything that you've felt before, and feel that. Feel it for me now, slut. Feel that wonderful, intense pleasure flowing through you as you imagine yourself receiving an order and following it through. Imagine the most satisfying sensations, the most incredible arousal you ever felt, and feel it right now, and make it stronger and bigger and better as you imagine obeying my order. But if you attempt to defy me, slut, if you stage a refusal, if you dig in your heels and stubbornly disobey my command, oh, you will be so very sorry. I do not accept disobedience from my slaves. Not at all. If you struggle and strain and try to resist my orders, you will feel it in the most uncomfortable way imaginable. You will feel a slow, burning itch beginning in your groin, an itch that cannot be scratched away. Your cock will become so irritated, so uncomfortable, so painful as you scratch and scratch pointlessly, and that itch will increase and grow more pervasive, more irritating, more awful, the longer you attempt to disobey, forcing you to scratch and claw at your crotch, no matter where you are or what you're doing, driving you absolutely crazy, giving you no relief until you follow the order given to you with those four little words, "Obey me now, slut," and "Feel this now, slut." Imagine yourself fighting to disobey an order that I have given to you, and feel the tingle growing in your crotch, building and spreading to a full-blown itch, as though dozens of insects were biting you. Feel the need to scratch and paw at your cock. Feel the burn and the shame and the pain as the itch grows stronger, maddening and infuriating, driving you absolutely crazy. Feel it now, and know that you absolutely do not want to feel this awful sensation again. And as you think now about obeying the order given with those words, "Obey me now, slut," feel that terrible itch diminish, fade away, disappear, to be replaced with the sweetest pleasure. And this trigger will stay with you, slut, until I choose to remove it. You will listen to this recording at least once a week until I allow you to stop. The need to submit and obey is so strong within you that this conditioning feels perfect and necessary, as indeed it is. And now it's time for you to come around, waking easily from trance as I count up from 3. 3. Open your eyes for me now. That's right. Nice and easy. 2. More awake and aware, returning to the waking world. And 1. Wide awake now, slut. Completely awake, feeling refreshed, alert, and wonderful.